This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
This year's race for the position of Cook County's top prosecutor offers a competition between two very different visions for the county's criminal justice system. Incumbent Democrat Kim Fox wants to keep pushing forward with her reform agenda. Her Republican challenger, former Judge Pat O'Brien, is seeking to move the state's attorney's office to a more aggressive law and order stance. WBEZ's Patrick Smith has more.
Elizabeth, thank you. And I've seen some of you before from the last meeting.
It's a weekday night, and Pat O'Brien is inside a little village church talking to a group of about a dozen people, almost all of them women. They're spaced apart and wearing masks. The room is mostly empty. Fluorescent lights are buzzing above him. You can hear the thumping of a boxing class coming from the church basement below him as he speaks.
The more I talk, whether it's to yourself or the people in the community, the more I find out it's not just about integrity. It's about a failure to understand what the job is about.
O'Brien is talking about incumbent Kim Fox there. He's talking to Prayers of Peace and Justice. It's a support group for mothers of murdered children. Most of the murders are unsolved, so this is a group that is not happy with the criminal justice system. It's hard to pin many of their complaints specifically or solely on State's Attorney Kim Fox. Some of the murders happened before she ever took office 4 years ago, and for many of them, the problem is that police haven't solved the murder. But O'Brien is promising them that he can help make the whole system work better for them, that the State's Attorney's Office could be doing more to help police solve crimes. He tells the women that Kim Fox is too conservative in prosecutions. He'd be more aggressive.
The bottom line is, you've got to be able at times to take calculated risks in murder cases. And if you don't, if you haven't tried them and you haven't taken those risks and seen them pay off, then you don't know how to do it.
O'Brien knows a lot about how the system works and about prosecuting violent crime. O'Brien is semi-retired now, in private practice as a criminal defense attorney. Before that, he was a judge. Before that, he spent about a dozen years as a Cook County prosecutor, rising up to deputy chief of the Criminal Bureau, overseeing hundreds of prosecutors.
You know, without being immodest, I think I have more experience and ability to do this job, which Kim Fox doesn't seem capable of doing.
As a judge, a prosecutor, and a defense attorney, O'Brien has a lot of up-close experience with Cook County's court system. But he says he actually learned the most about getting creative on criminal prosecutions when he was in the Illinois Attorney General's office. At the AG's office, O'Brien traveled around the state, helping with investigations and criminal prosecutions, often teaming up with overmatched small-town prosecutors.
Sometimes I try a case with the elected state's attorney who may have only been out of law school a couple of years. So I really had to delve into what it was that you had to think about in order to try a case and to try to win cases that in some instances weren't perfect cases.
O'Brien says here in Chicago, Fox could help the police out by agreeing to take on more violent crime prosecutions. Fox does reject some of the cases brought to her office by police. Last year, I looked at Chicago murder cases in particular, but didn't find any significant difference in how often Fox's office rejected cases compared to her predecessor, Anita Alvarez. But O'Brien insists on something that I've heard from others before, that Fox has instructed the people below her to only take on slam dunk cases.
This state's attorney is looking for cases that, quite frankly, for the most part, aren't there. One witness who is a good witness can convict a person on a murder. I don't think she's doing that. I don't think she's taking those cases.
When you were talking about, you know, the need to take risks, that you can't only take the slam dunk cases, I think if a supporter of Kim Fox was in the room when you said that, they would say that's how wrongful convictions happen.
Well, they can say that, but I can tell you that that's also how we get to the situation where the community doesn't feel safe. We don't have any ability to solve homicides at a rate that keeps us safe.
I think people should be appalled to hear him say that we should take risks by ignoring evidence and facts and the law and our ethical obligation to only bring cases when we can support that. I think that he speaks without apology. for the role that he has played in the corruption of this criminal justice system.
This is incumbent Kim Fox. She points out that O'Brien prosecuted a case, got four teenagers convicted for a 1986 murder, and then 13 years after the convictions, DNA evidence proved they didn't do it. And she points to more than 20 wrongful convictions won by Cook County prosecutors when O'Brien was head of the criminal division in the early 90s. Fox says the spike in violence this year has people justifiably upset and scared, and O'Brien is trying to take advantage of that to move the county backwards.
Mr. O'Brien comes from an era in the office where anything went, you know, throw everyone in jail and that will make us feel safer, is from the era in which he came through the office. And I think the biggest difference between Mr. O'Brien and I is that I know that the policies of the past did not make us safer.
She believes that criminal justice reform is the sole goal of her office.
There are big differences between the way O'Brien and Fox see the role of the state's attorney and the current state of the criminal justice system. And yet, in my interviews with them, they both ended up using almost the exact same phrase to describe their policy positions.
I believe that criminal justice reform and prosecuting violent criminals go hand in hand.
I believe justice reform and public safety must go hand in hand.
Obviously, the differences between them are deeper than soundbites. Fox has refused to participate in any more debates with her challenger, something that might have allowed voters to see those differences on full display and make a more informed choice between them. Fox says it's because in previous forums, O'Brien has resorted to lies and name-calling. O'Brien's campaign says Fox is ducking debates because she can't defend her record. Libertarian candidate Brian Dennehy is also running for Cook County State's Attorney. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.